You might like to turn in your Bible to the book of Genesis and chapter 1. And perhaps we can look to the Lord in prayer. And our God and Father, we've opened thy love letter, thy word. So we're looking for you to help us. And we'll thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, amen. We're living at a time in history that has happened where all of the things comparatively in recent history, back in the 50s and thereabouts, where we did a little more thoughtful thinking of Father's Day and Mother's Day and the different days, Patriots Day and Flag Day, we did those things. And it was another time. And we dealt with it that way. But that isn't anymore. So since that is gone, we need to take a look at it afresh. So, in the light of that, you would recall some basic things, that we're humans. No one's going to debate that too much. Could be some debate, don't get me wrong. There could be questions about whether we're humans. I don't be surprised at all. That could be. And we're humans. And we forget what we are, humans. Now, I want to put myself in remembrance, and maybe you, to remember that all us humans are God created. So says our declaration. So says the Word of God. So, in the light of that, you would recall Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 26. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowls of the air, and the cattle, and over all the earth, and over all the creeping things that creepeth upon the earth, every bug, bird, beast." So God created man in his own image and likeness. The image of God created him, and male and female created he them. So God did a wonderful thing, and he blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion." They were to be the rulers, and they were to multiply. That was man's assignment. Now, that assignment is man's assignment for us humans. That wonderful, wonderful assignment was to be enjoyed and exercised, obviously, in a most wonderful way. But it didn't happen because of Adam and Eve and their sin and our being in the Adam and Eve, sinners saved by grace, I hope, now. So here we are looking, God, and he had a wonderful, wonderful plan for us humans. What's the plan? It isn't to be just in this body, chapter 2, verse 7. "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, so God did that. Now, so it's a wonderful thing. God made us in his image and likeness. That's an awesome thing. So, if we're going to find out, us humans, what we're supposed to be looking at and enjoying as humans, why was I born? Why am I here? Where am I going? Those are basic questions. They're very rarely asked, but they're needful questions. Us humans. So keeping that in mind about us humans. So God made us in his image and likeness. Image and likeness, like we've likened it easy to two thoughts. Just think of looking in a mirror. And God created us humans so we could have a unique relationship to them, fellowship, understanding, so that when God looked at them, he'd see himself. He made us in his image and likeness, like a mirror. So when he looked, he'd see himself, his awesome person. He's the only God there is and the only Savior. He would see himself and enjoy himself. And in the process, we would enjoy him. We're created in his image and likeness. That's a wonderful thing. That's why we're created. That's what makes us so very, 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 very special. Wow, different than kangaroos, different than angels. It makes us very special. Now, and we're made in his image and likeness. But in the process, we tend to look at ourselves from a human, secular, physical standpoint. And we do so. And our blood, our brains, our brawn, our beauty, our bones, we got them all. We got them. But I want to remind you, do you see the word in God made us of the in verse 7? God formed man out of the dust of the ground. The word dust has to do with red, brown, rutty earth, bread, brown. Now, here, someone knows that, and years ago someone brought me, because I don't have red earth over there. So they brought me some red earth. It isn't red anymore, but that's that. That's that. Now, what am I saying? That's every one of you. When we're all done with you, we started with you, we made you human, and then we're going to finish with you, and you're all going to be this, dust. Now tell me where the glory of being a human is. I'm yay. You weren't, and then you are, but you end up as dust. Now where's your glory? Where's the glory of all the kings, the queens, the rulers, the beauty contestants, the sports heroes? Where are they? Right here. So what have we made important? The different days. But then we don't even, because it didn't click. Mother's Day, Father's Day didn't click. We didn't get the reason. Hang on. We didn't get it. So you can't maintain anything if you don't hang on to it. And therefore God made us, chapter 2, made us male and female. And in the process, he made Adam out of Adam, verse 22, 3, 2 and 22. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And the man, Adam said, this is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She should be called woman because she was taken out of man. So we're talking one person, man, out of man comes all humans, woman and all the rest of us. Now, so it's in verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, man, the man and the wife, and were unashamed, wonderfully, wonderfully covered in all of those things that we share together. Now Christ did a wonderful thing. He saved them in a most wonderful way. So they're made in his image and likeness. They're male and female. That's what they are. Over to chapter 5. Verse 1, this is the book of the generation of Adam in the day that God created man, that was what we just looked at, in the likeness of God made he him, Adam. God made out of Adam man and woman, and one word, Adam speaks of both. When you say Adam, man, woman, Adam, out of them he made Adam. Now, male and female. Now, you have to understand, in the day in which we live, that you have to be what you are. If you don't stay real, you are in terrible trouble. And so in the process, you cannot be what you are not. No matter how you cut the cookie, no matter who legislates it, no matter how many people cheer you, no matter how many people honor you, no matter how high your position you get, like in the government, too many up in the top there, What have we got? Nothing. That isn't real. And if it isn't real, it isn't real. It's all make-believe. It's an illusion. What we are, transcendent, all the garbage, it is garbage. What's it doing? It's killing the human mind to enjoy being God, being in the image of God, because we're doing everything to kill it. So therefore, we can't be what we are not. You can't have what you don't, you can't have what you don't have. How are you going to be what you want? I want to think I'm a bird, ready? And I'm going to flap my arms, if they would flap. I'll flap my arms and fly out the door. What do you think? And I have 400 people that think I'm a bird. And we all agree, we have big worship service and we're birds. I can't have what I don't, what I'm not. I can't be what I'm not. So therefore, I can't do what I cannot do. So all of that I can't have, can't be, can't do. Right. So us humans that are trying to be something that we aren't is a activity to be found in futility, nothingness. In all of it, it's being promoted, pushed, that, and going way past even that. That's why Mother's Day and Father's Day and those kind of things, since they weren't understood, would get lost. The Declaration of Independence in our Constitution, if it's not understood and not practiced, it cannot stay. Do you understand? Because the people don't know it. All they're going to know is whatever is being pushed and promoted. And that's where we are. It's a horrible time. And therefore, when we're all done with everything, you look at it for yourself, I'll look at it for myself. Here I am. Jeanette will save you bucks. Just get me in the ground. Give me a little bit of time, and I'll grow flowers over me. Right? So we get caught up in anything. Because why? We lost what we are in the image and in God's wonderful creation. Therefore, that being true, so what do? I have to stay, get back to the realities. And if you want to help people, tell them to stay real. Don't get shocked. Don't get beaten up. Don't feel you have to compromise and tolerate stupidity. I don't think that's to be honored. I think you want to be stupid. I allow you to be stupid. You want to be stupid as you want. That's what I do. But I'm not going to be stupid. And don't ask me to be stupid. I know what I am, and I know what you are. But you don't know, so our judge said. I don't know what I am, you know. That's wonderful. The Supreme Court will be blessed. No question. Now, so having said that, over, if you would please, in the light of that, over to Luke. What do I want to be reminded of? You have to understand, so we aren't, there's no sense in making a big deal about it because no one else is going to do it. And the minds of people are so set now, they're so locked into the new mood and movement, it's not going anywhere to fix things very good, to say the least. Now, Luke chapter 1, God in your wonderful preciousness, you're precious, you made us precious, you made us in the image and likeness. Now, God, why did you make us in the image and likeness? Because from the foundation of the world, the Lamb of God was to be slain. God the Son was to become human and die. Become human. What do you mean human? Made in us humans. Here we are. God was made like us. Now, when he was made like us, how did he make us? 1:27. To the virgin, that's Mary, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and of the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And the word highly favored is used one other time of graced in Hebrew, in Ephesians. We're going to look at it maybe if we get there. Now, highly favored. So God took the woman. The seed, Genesis 3:15, we can't go back to all that. Genesis 3:15, the seed of the woman, the seed of the woman. And the seed of the woman is going to come, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. He's going to have a unique birth, verse 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee, and therefore shall that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now God, Adam and Eve sinned and lost the relationship because we're created for the relationship, and when we lose God, we lost the mirror. The mirror lost, turned the mirror, as it were. The mirror is here looking at God, and the mirror turned around. And there was no more God to see. They sinned. They turned around. Now, God, but Christ, has come. He's the precious, precious person. Because you, humans, are precious. And humans are wonderfully, wonderfully meant to be saved. That's why the Lamb of God had to go and die on the cross, because they all have to be saved. They're all made in the what? His image and likeness. That's why. Why do you have to be saved? Why do you have to be saved? You're made in His image and likeness. That's why you have to be saved. He made you special, wonderfully, wonderfully special. Now, having said that, over to Galatians. And in Galatians chapter 4, and Galatians 4 may pick up in the light of the context. Chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of the time was come, Christ God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. God chose Mary, the seed of the woman, because from the woman, that's how we all came. We all came. We didn't come any other way. The only way you come into the world is through a woman, through the seed of the woman. It's the only way to get here. So no one can get here. Say, I'm going to get here with some other kooky thing. No, you can't get here. You can dream about it, think about it, play with it. You can do all kinds of operations and dumb things. But you can't change it. You can't fix anything. You aren't. It isn't real. It isn't real. So therefore, God in His grace was born in Bethlehem of Judea, made of a woman, fulfilling the law in a most wonderful way. He made His person possible for our person. His person made possible for us to be able to have that kind of setting with God. Over, if you would please, to 1 Peter. And in 1 Peter, and in chapter 1, and you will note, picking up, if I can, we have a wonderful relationship to God, as expressed, verse 15, 1 and 15. But as He which hath called us is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation, way of living. Because, reason, it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy, Leviticus, etc. Verse 17, And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Wonderfully so. Well, so all of us, I get saved, come to the Lord as my Savior. God gives me a wonderful relationship to the right person for the right reasons in order that His person can make my person the person God meant it to be. God's person makes my person the right person, what I'm supposed to be in Christ. God made, restored, made all of that true. And made by, and how so? Verse 19. Verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but were vain from your vain conversation, manner of life, and received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, which is what we said, the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world, but was manifest, made clear, public, plain in these last days for you, so that we could understand us humans aren't sitting here waiting to be dust. We're waiting for God to do a wonderful thing in this dust, with this dust, when we get saved. Now, hanging on, chapter 2, sliding if I can to verse 4. To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed, rejected indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Our Lord is precious. And his precious person in your person makes you special. To be what? The person that God meant you to be. Not just to be a male or female, which is all there is. And a male or female, etc. Man or woman, boy or girl. There is nothing else that we know of. Not on earth. Now, so here, God, here we are looking, and God made his son to be the answer, the solution, to save us, to make, to recover for us what was lost. We're in the image and likeness, we're made for God. God saves us, dies on the cross, so that he can make us able to enjoy God again in his likeness and image. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, God gives us a wonderful, wonderful privilege to be precious. I can say mother, father, brother, sister, husband, wife, son, daughter. Doesn't know it. Special days were special. Used to be, if you understood them. But if you never understand, boy, they just disappear. So now, having said that, God gives us a wonderful, wonderful position. Precious, precious person. Precious, precious position. Go with me, please, over to 2 Corinthians. You can do 2 Corinthians, but I suggest you stop and go to 1 Corinthians. That's just a suggestion. 1 Corinthians, chapter 11. We're looking at what? God's wonderful, wonderful positioning us. We have a precious, precious position. Now, here I am, chapter 11. May I go directly in the light of the context, verse 3. But I would have you know, the head of every man is Christ. The head of the woman is the man. The head of Christ is God. That's a wonderful, wonderful order. God, Christ, man, woman. Where did the woman come from? Out of the man. Us humans. So, God, Christ, man, woman. There we are. It's an order. It's a wonderful order. Wonderful position. Where are we? We're located as humans in Adam, in Christ, in God. What a position to have. Now, you ought to know military and all that. Here's the general up here, and the general, they got a captain down here, and a sergeant, and a corporal. We got all the order. Wonderful order we got. Here's all the order. Wow. And that's a wonderful order. And it's good. And when that order is in functioning and healthy, the corporal is glad to salute the general. Isn't he? When everyone's in order, everyone's in the right place, the corporal knows he's not a general, etc., etc. Each one knows what they are, and they take their proper place. And you know, it's a, do you know that... Do you know the difference between a male and a female? Is that all right to ask you? Do you know there's a difference? I hope. Do you understand there's a difference between a male and a female? Wow, what an understanding people. Do you understand? They're different. They're different. Generals, corporals, they're all different. God has a wonderful order. Wonderful. Does the rhinoceros try to be a hippopotamus? Doesn't the rhinoceros supposed to just enjoy being rhino? Rhinoceros. Each one wants to be what they want. They be what you are. You can't be what you aren't. It's a futile. We have to be what? Well, we are. We are. And God made us and given us a position. God, Christ, man, woman. It's a wonderful position. A wonderful. How does it translate? How does it translate? God shows his wonderful, creative, redemptive work in a most wonderful way in this relationship. You know, we'll turn there just to keep you exercised. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12. A wonderful position. Now, what did that position? What is your position in Christ? If you're saved. If you aren't saved, what is it? John 1:12. As many as received him, to them gave he the power, the right, the privilege to become children, sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. So when you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you became a child of God. A child of God is only a child. There has to be the father. The father, the child. The family, the father, the child. Just a child. A child can't think he's 50 years old and a king. The little child's just a little child. We shared that the other day in prayer meeting. That. You need to be little children. God says unless you be a little children, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. You have to have a humble little heart. You aren't God. We're just us humans. That's all we is. We're not more than that. I don't care if you got 15 degrees and you're the head of the science department at Washington, whatever it is. It doesn't make any difference. You're just human. When we're all done, wow, that's all we are. So to be a child of God, what a position. God and then children. To be children, wow, to be children, enjoy God in a most wonderful, wonderful way. Now, and you know 1 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, behold, everything's become new. God makes us a brand new creation in a brand wonderful, wonderful way. To be new, positioned, God, Christ, man, woman, order, wonderful order. It's an order, that's a power. Precious, wow. Over to Matthew. Matthew chapter 12. And in Matthew chapter 12, you remember our Lord in the process, I'll read 12 and 47. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother, thy brethren, half brothers and sisters, stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him, who told him that, family's outside there, who is my mother, and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward the disciples. Here's his earthly connection by way of Joseph out there, his mother and children. But what did he do? He turned around to the believers in the room. Behold, verse 49, behold my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Family. God did that. A position, a precious position with God. Not just alien, not just there, position. God made us such. Christ, when you receive the person of Christ makes you, your person, precious. How so? You're going to be family. My Father, Abba Father. Spirit of God cries out. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, over to Galatians. And in Galatians in chapter 3, and you will notice chapter 3, Galatians, picking up, please, if I can, in verse 25. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster of the law. Verse 26. For we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. All of us. All the same. For, but as many as of you as have been baptized, placed into, immersed into Christ, have put on Christ. So when we received the Lord as our Savior, God made us new creatures in Christ. We're found in Christ, and Christ is found in us. A unique relationship. What did that do to our relationship to make it so awesomely positioned? Verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, Gentile. There is neither blood bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. No male and female. God makes us a unique position. God, Christ, man, woman, brings us together in a unique relationship to God. It's a wonderful relationship to God. So we aren't. We don't see ourselves. If you're going to, everyone in heaven is going to be like his son in us, in the church age. Us believers, we're going to be like his son. Wonderful. Just like him. He's the head, we're the body. Wow. Wonderful thing. God makes us that way. So Ephesians chapter 1. And in Ephesians chapter 1, you would pick up in verse, of all the wonderful things, verse 12. But we that we should be to the praise of the glory of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. We have a wonderful, 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 we're supposed to be so glad. Sliding over, if I can, in verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, to save us, that what the riches of the glory, were to be to the praise of the glory, verse 12, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in you, in the believing heart, in the saints. God has a wonderful, wonderful thing. He has died for you. He buried and rose again in order to give you what? A unique relationship to him. A position, precious position. As what? A son, a child. My Father. That's pretty prestigious, isn't it? I mean, that's a position. How many people can say that out there? Here's a world with over 7, almost going to 8 billion people. How many people can say, that's my Father? That's my Father. I'm in his presence. You're in his presence. That's my Father. That's what it is. I don't feel it. It's just so. Now. So therefore, sliding down, verse 22, and that put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over the body, things over to the church. Christ is the head, and he's the head. He's the Lord of lords and King of kings. And the church, the end of verse 22, which, verse 23, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. God, we're not only our family, we belong to Christ in a most serious, serious kind of way. We belong to Christ in his body, as his body. That's personal. That's grace. Old Testament, tribulation, kingdom. Oh, just right now, in this age of grace, God is showing the rank unbelief and horrible conditions that should be fixed and will be fixed in the tribulation. But God is showing taking a whosoever, a nothing, a nobody, and giving them a unique position that no one can ever have in all of creation, including Moses and Elijah and all of them. We have it. Why? To show his grace. Because we aren't special. We aren't more special than Moses or Elijah or Jonah. No, we aren't. But God makes us that position, precious, precious position that you have. Now, having said that, keeping that in mind as his body, over, if you would please, over to First Peter. God, here's our position, an awesome position. And we have a wonderful practice, precious, precious practice that we do. We're able to practice something, and it's very precious. So we practice. I don't practice being a mother. I don't practice being a father. In that sense, we're being believers. And having being believers, we're to enjoy a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful relationship to God. And we're to exercise that relationship and to exercise it in the most wonderful way and to enjoy it. Now, without turning there, we won't even say it. First Peter, and chapter 5. And you would recall, in 1 Peter chapter 5, our Lord telling us that there's a wonderful order. Now, we just did it a little bit in 1 Corinthians 11:3, God, Christ, man, woman, order, wonderful position, and a wonderful practice. Now, God, how does it work out in practicality? Verse 5, likewise, ye younger, submit, rank, the word submit we're going to look at, it's going to repeat itself, to rank yourself under. The general, the captain, ranks himself under the general. The sergeant ranks himself under the captain. They all take their position, God, Christ, man, woman. They take their proper positions where they are. God, and you're a guard. You're just a soldier. You take your soldier in the trench, wherever you are, and you take your position. And you do so. In order, practice, precious, precious practice. Verse 5, likewise ye younger, 5:5, submit yourselves unto the elder, and all, yea, all, A-L-L, of you, all of you be subject in ranking one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. Everyone take your order. Be wonderful submissive. Not, that doesn't mean stupid. It means submissive. It means what you're doing is taking order, and you understand God, Christ, man, woman, you try to demonstrate it in the world. The world says we're no more girls, we're no more boys, we're its. That's fine. And that's wrong. And you can think like that. But we represent God. We represent reality. We represent truth. That's what we need to do. Verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. God's wonderful, wonderful exaltation. Back over to Ephesians. We're to be able to look to God to submit in a most wonderful way. Watch it. You'll see it's good again. Ephesians. And in chapter 1. Remember now, everything is put under his feet. 1:22, God hath put all things under Christ's feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, his body. Now, chapter 5, order, wonderful order. And in chapter 5, Ephesians. And in chapter 5, just went too fast. Chapter 5, picking up, please, if I can, verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So no one's a king, no one's a boss, no one's a big anything. The only big anything is God. It isn't me, it isn't you. It isn't a bishops or archbishops or cardinals or whatever. It isn't that. No, it's not that. No, it's submission. Wonderful submission. That doesn't mean stupid again. And it doesn't mean you don't think right. You do say the right thing, do the right thing. God help us to do all of that in a way that honors him and helps others. Now, having said that, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. First, what are wives doing? Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. You're submitting in the fear of God. The fear of God. It isn't some slavery stupid thing. It's an understanding of relationship. God, Christ, man, woman. That's what you're doing. A believer's a believer. A believer can't be an unbeliever. Believers practice believing. They don't practice unbelieving. So no matter what the subject is, if what God said, then that's what I believe. What do you believe? Well, but you're my husband, my father, my wife, my brother. It doesn't make any difference what relations I have. God is a believer. As a believer, I am to be honor God, I should say. Now, in chapter 5, sliding down, if I can, in verse 25, husbands, love your wives, as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. And God's what we're doing. We have that unique giving and taking and running and fixing. Verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself. Verse 27, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, and it should be holy and without blemish in a most wonderful, wonderful way. To have this relationship in submission. And as it's sliding down, you'll see it. Verse 30. For we are members of his body, and of his flesh and of his bone. What are we doing? We're honoring. That's what all the parts of your body are doing, aren't they? Right now, your liver, your kidneys, your spleen, every part of your body is what? It's all harmonizing, isn't it? It isn't. Is your liver saying, you guys think you're better than me? I'm the lung. See, here's the liver talking to the lung. The liver says, I'm bigger, I collect blood, and you don't collect any blood. Anyway, here's the lungs. Wow. If you got that problem, you better go to the hospital, right? The body doesn't do that. There is no, 1 Corinthians 12, there is no special part. There is a special part, but there is no special part. All the parts function for what? The head. So the head can function. That's what it does. They honor the head in submission to the head. Wow. Now, having said that, a little bit and keeping that in mind, God's wonderful, wonderful practice and God's wonderful, wonderful pain. And God allows us to bear the reproach of us humans on planet Earth without doing the Hebrews in that. Wow. God, we bear the reproach. That's what we do. Does the world want light? No. Does the world want life? No. Does the world have anything to do with God? No. No, it doesn't. It doesn't have anything. So here we are looking, dear friends. Looking, and the world doesn't care. You're trying to say mother, father, brother, sister, male, female. They don't want to hear that. For one reason or other, they're either trying to defend or surrender to the system that wants you to surrender to it. So therefore, in closing, over Romans in chapter 8. I hope you got a little bit, dear friends. What's precious? And so I know mothers are precious, and men are precious, and kids are precious. They're all precious. But if you don't understand what being a mother is, father, boy, girl, in the light of God's wonderful creativity, what good's it? A Mother's Day. You see, I'm going to give you, here's Jeanette, Mother's Day. She's not my mother. I don't have a mother anymore. Anyway, here's Jeanette's mother. I'm going to give her this special flower. I'm going to give her this flower. She said, make believe. And she says, oh, isn't that nice? She likes flowers. So I give her the flower. She puts the flower in. And tomorrow morning, it's all dead. What do we do with it? Boop. What happened to Mother's Day? It's going to be gone in a few hours, isn't it? All of them are gone. Your birthday. My birthday. 1 minute later, it's no more your birthday. It's all gone. All gone. And you're headed here. And that humbles us. It humbles us. So we don't get all puffy, you know, and who does he think he is? Nobody. But you and I is this, ultimately. Wow. Now, so Romans 8, closing. Appreciate your patience and everything. Romans chapter 8 is precious, precious, precious pain, practice, position, person. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And that purpose, verse 29, among other things, for whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to mark out ahead of time, to be conformed, to be fashioned to the image of his Son, to be like Christ. That's what it is. That's what's precious. And by the way, nothing, and that's the love of God. You love God, why? Because he loves you. Christ loves you and gave himself for you. And we love him and know that all things work together for good. That's why we love him. Because, what do we know? Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? Never. It is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. Oh boy, such, we aren't even beat. Shouldn't you treat us right? We're trying to be believers. No. For we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37, but in all of it, yea, you are, in all these things, you are more than conquerors through him that loved us. He's loving us. We're loving him. We love him because he first loved us. And verse 38, might as well finish it, close. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, boy, it's nothing left, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We become very precious in his preciousness. And that's what God, that's why you're precious, because of Christ in you. You either enjoy being precious or you don't. Being privileged or you don't. Exercise it. Happy Mother's Day. We'll pray. Our Father and God, thank you for your grace and kindness, and deal with our heads and hearts, and Lord God, lock us into the things rightly. God, we get all over the place and what we think and feel, God, and understand. God, thank you that we don't go by what we think or feel or understand. We're going to go by you and your word. Thank you very, very, very much. And for those who know you not as Lord and Savior, God, convince them that they might believe and receive the Lord into their heart, as you asked, as you spoke, as you wish. In Christ's name, amen.